joined now by Worcester City manager Carl Healy. Carl, it was a tight match today, ultimately decided by a decent strike.
It was a typical end of season game. Bobbly surface, it was a 0-0 all day long, you know. Not great amount of chances in the game. I don't think any team did enough to win it, to be honest. An half decent strike, but you know, I expect my keeper to deal with that from there. It's a poor goal.
And he's frustrated with himself at the end there.
Yeah, he's frustrated, you know, but mistakes are part and parcel of the game. It happens. But I don't know how far away he hit it, but it's straight in the middle of the goal, and you know, he's got to deal with that, and he knows that. But as I say, you're in it as a team. Individual errors are part and parcel. So we were fortunate we got beat.
Tom Thorley forced a couple of saves from the goalkeeper from free kicks before the break. Not too much after it to trouble their goalkeeper.
Yeah, but to be fair, I can't remember Matt having a save to make either. So as I say, it was a 0-0 for me. It was, and I think it was probably the right result. But you have to deal with situations, and ultimately the one goal's decided it.
Unbelievable luck with injuries continues. Another defender going off injured. Liers, he just told me a minute ago it's his Achilles. Do you expect him to be out for a period of time?
I don't know. It's no good complaining about it. I've got my first choice back four keeper all injured. It's part and parcel of the game. It's harsh. It's tough. But you just got to get on with it. You know, we've got four games to go. We've got to get through. You know, there's no signs of anybody close to returning. You can complain as much as you like, it doesn't change the situation, so just deal with it and move on and play players, and it gives an opportunity to the rest of the squad.
At the end of the game, you went on to speak to the referee. Can I ask you what you were talking to him about?
Yeah, all I said to him was, you know, I respect that he's trying to play the advantage, but there's 15 minutes to go, we've got clear fouls on a bobbly surface. I want a free kick, so I want the opportunity to put the ball into their box, because that's where we're going to score a goal. And, you know, he accepts that. You know, I know he tries to play the advantage and keep the game flowing, but it's not a running pitch. You want a free kick, load it into the box and give yourselves an opportunity. And I just felt that he could have blown up and give us free kicks at least two or three times.
You've got Hinkley at home on Saturday. You beat them 5-0 at their place. Do you think your team should score goals against them?
Well, if you look at league tables, yes, but, you know, there's been too many sides made mistakes of looking at league tables. You know, you give... They've been relegated, but they'll have pride as well, you know. And we, you know, nobody's going to come and roll over for you. So it's an opportunity to win a game for us, but it's not going to be easy. And if we don't approach it right, then they'll cause us problems. So we're going to be professional. We've got to approach it right, and we've got to give them the respect they deserve.